Today we have a juicy episode, tenemos un episodio jugoso, and I want you to picture this scenario. Imagine that you want to have sex, okay? You really want to come, you want to ejaculate, and you have a woman begging you for sex, begging you for being penetrated by your dick, and suddenly you realize like, no, I think I don't like that much, that woman. And I can tell you, today I'm going to show you with a flashlight, con una linternita, I'm going to light that problem in your life. Because many times, the problem is not lack of women. The problem is that we don't pay attention to the opportunities that we have in front of our eyes. And reality is that we don't want to have sex with these women that desire us because we are afraid of losing our identity. And this is going to be sad, but our identity many times is the identity of a loser. That's why when you have the chance to score with a woman or when you have the chance to make more money, in a subconscious level, you don't want to do that because you know that leveling up your game means changing your identity, and that is kind of killing yourself. So fear of success is real. It's something that we are going to address here. And also want to address one question that someone asked me in my group, Inglés para Cholos. The question was simple but important, and is, how can you start when you don't have too much money to invest in on your personal brand? How can you start? Do you build first the website or do you pay first publicity? We're going to check that question also. And at the end, I want to mention a situation, a problem that is happening in most of the people that I'm working with. People from Inglés para Cholos, people in the fitness area, people that go to my gym. All men are having the same problem, so that is going to be at the end. This is going to be a episode that potentially can change your life, as always, if you implement all the tips that I give you here. Remember to share this podcast with the people. Tell the people that you can find me on Google Podcasts and Spotify with my nickname, Uncle Balta. And if you want to receive all the wisdom directly from me, you can go to inglesparacholos.com, inglesparacholos.com. Yesterday, I was talking with my... The reason why I got the idea of this podcast... And by the way, you know, I was sleeping today in the morning and I woke up at 5 a.m. with all the episodes here in my mind. And I need to write these ideas down. But yesterday, I was having a group call with my people from Inglés para Cholos, and I cannot mention his name, but I'm going to call this guy Max, okay? So Max told me that there is a white woman that is texting him all the time, but he doesn't like her because she's a little bit chubby, es un poquito gordita, and I don't know, she's not like very, very boosty or she doesn't have like a huge ass. And I told him, motherfucker, now, in my situation, I can fuck a Sharpay, and you, that you are starting, you are looking for a model. That doesn't make sense. And this is the problem. When we are young, we believe that we deserve a lot when we are just starting. We are too picky, and we cannot be too picky if we are not offering the right value. It's like, if you want like a gym analogy, it's like you want to do a 260 kilos deadlift, but you don't want to start deadlifting 60 kilos. So it's the same. If you want to level up your sexual game, you need to start small. You cannot start from the big leagues. And let me show you, let me graphic this better for you with my own experience, because I used to make this mistake. That's why when he mentioned the thing of the woman texting him and he didn't want to reply back, I was like, yes, I used to be you before. But before continue, friendly reminder, if you want to contact me, here you have my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. If you want to contact me for Inglés para Cholos, supplements, audiobooks, or drugs, there you have my WhatsApp. So here, let me show you the story of little Uncle Balta. When I was 18 years old, I used to be a speed reading teacher, un profesor de lectura rápida. So I had some customers. Most of the customers went to my house. They used to go to my office or to my mother's house, to be clear. But I had one that she was like maybe 42 years old. She had nice body, but the face was so-so. Not that ugly, but so-so the face. She asked me if I could go to her house, that she could pay me extra money if I go to her apartment. And I was like, okay, you know, I didn't have customers, so what the fuck? I went to her apartment. I remember the first time we had the class, she was kind of getting close too much. I was like, this feels like harassment, But okay, what the fuck? The second time she asked me to have the class in her bedroom because she said that the table was full of things. And all the time she was kind of letting me know that she really wanted to have sex. And in my mind I was like, no, she's 42, she's too old for me, I'm 18, you know? I want someone like my age or someone maybe 22, not that old. So I was too picky and I was a motherfucker. So the reality is that I used to have classes with this woman Tuesday and Thursday. And during the weekends, I will be with my balls full. I will be dragging my balls to the floor because I couldn't find a sexual partner. So why? Because I didn't have sex with the woman in the first place that I have to. That I had the opportunity and I didn't took the opportunity. Interesting enough is when you make a mistake, you start to make more mistakes. And what happened next? I went to the university. And as you can imagine, I was needy, I was hungry for sex, so I started to have sex with one of the most ugly women in my faculty, in my university. This woman, she didn't have body, she didn't have face. She was worse than my student from speed reading. And not only that, I started to have sex with this woman in a regular basis. So maybe twice per week or something like that. So then we became kind of boyfriend and girlfriend, even though it was not something that we say we were, but it was kind of. So since she was ugly as fuck, all my friends stopped talking to me because they say, Jose, you are too nasty. How can you be fucking that? And I don't want to be rude with the woman. That's why I'm not mentioning her name here. But what I'm trying to say here is that I was having sex with a woman that I didn't like because I was needy when I could have a better option before. Not only that, if you want to make the problem worse, just to have an idea how bad Uncle Balta was when I was 18 years old, after that I met a nice woman, a nice white woman, not too boosty, not tetona, not big ass, but you know, nice body, enough white, nice size, alta. And, you know, I didn't want to keep dating her because in my mind was, I don't have money to date this woman. And you know why I didn't have money to date the woman? Because I was spending 60 soles per week going to hotels with the ugly one. And all this problem could be solved if I had sex with my customer at the first time. If I had sex with my customer the first time, I wouldn't have spent in hotel. I would have my balls empty. With my balls empty, I would say, no, you know, this woman is ugly, I prefer to wait for a better one, and I will have money when I met the better one. But you can understand, this is why we need to always keep our balls empty. And that is the first takeaway, la primera enseñanza from this story. Always keep your balls empty for two reasons. Women run away when they realize that a man is needy. Women don't want a man that haven't had sex in a while for many reasons. First, can be a rapist, un violador. Or second, because maybe he's too intense and now she will have to deal with a guy that is gonna text her all the time and too much shit, right? So that's why you want to have your balls as empty as possible all the time. Your ability, your skill to take decisions is going to be much better. Second, we have been taught that difficult is good. And difficult is good when there is no other way to do the things. But if there is a better, easier path of less resistance that you can take, why going for the difficult path? And the worst part is that people apply this to all the areas of our life. There is a woman that is texting us, no, I don't want her, it's too easy. There is a customer that is texting us that he already have bought our products. No, you know, he can wait. So always pay attention to the people that give you love. Pay attention to the people that already bought you. Pay attention to the people that have shown that they care about you. Those are your priority. Not random people that you, oh, maybe they can get my attention. No, no. Always attention to the people who deserve your attention. And something extra related to this topic is you need to understand what is your sexual budget. And maybe I can do a full episode in Spanish, maybe next week, who knows, about this topic. But in the same way that we have a financial budget, for example, how much money do you need to survive every month? I don't know, it's up to you, like 4,000 soles, 5,000 soles, depending on your lifestyle. You also need to understand what is your sexual budget. For example, per week, how many times per week do you need to have sex to be comfortable? For most of the people, some people will say every day, and those are the virgin guys. If you say every day that you need to have sex, it's because you are used to just jerk off yourself, the masturbarte, and that's why you believe you need to have sex every day, because when you jerk yourself off, you don't feel satisfied, and the next day you have to do it again. When you have real sex, usually that good sex will keep your balls empty for maybe 3 days, four, even 1 week, I can tell you. If you're a productive person, even 1 week, but by experience, I can tell you that usually it's better to have a sex session twice per week. Twice per week, like maybe Wednesday and Saturday, that is going to keep you happy and balls empty. And this, I was telling this to my customer, Max, yesterday. It's like, if you find a woman that you see that she's not that ugly, that is fuckable, cogible, is fuckable, she's not going to bring problems to your life. It's like you are getting someone to assist you in the masturbation process. So allow this person to jerk you off for you. It's better. Of course, always clear. If you don't want a relationship, let the person know that you just want to come. The last thing that I want to include on this podcast before wrapping to the second part that will be business related, oriented, is that practicing sports is your friend, especially when you are young. When you are young, if you practice a sport with a high intensity, this will help you first to distract you, to release your energy, and second will give you a better physique. I can tell you, during all my life, the only times where my sexual life struggled was when I stopped doing exercise. When you do exercise, you are more relaxed, you communicate better, you look better, you have more energy, so the chances that you bring women to your life go higher. So always try to practice a sport and do it with a lot of intensity. Let's try to jump to the second part. The second part that is the question that what goes first, a website or publicity if you don't have money? But before, friendly reminder, if you want to contact me, +51 9890 23 986. If you are following my podcast from your computer, you can type anclebalta.com, anclebalta.com, and you will go directly to my website where I have the podcast. And if you want to follow my WhatsApp channel, on my WhatsApp channel, you can go to my IG, to my Instagram account. In the bio, in la biografía, you will find a link, and that link is going to send you directly to my WhatsApp channel. So let's go to the second, to the business part of this podcast. In the same way that in the previous case, in the sexual case, right? If you have sex with the person that want to have sex with you, you will have your balls empty and everything else become easier. Also, that happens when you want to start your personal brand. The order of the activities is important. It's like you have to do the things in the right order. So for example, this guy is asking me, if I'm in a budget, I don't have that much money, what can I start spending money on? A website or publicity? The website is going to cost you more or less $80 per year because it's $70 in hosting and $10 for your URL, for your the name of the website, for your URL. So you're spending like $80 on website, okay? On publicity, you will spend like 5 soles per day here in Peru. That is the less that you can spend on Facebook ads. Now, is there something that is free? And the answer is yes, and that is content. You can start doing content. It doesn't make sense to start doing website or publicity if you are not doing content. And I'm going to show you why. First, when you do content, you learn how to write better. You do better copies. And then when you want to do publicity, you know how to do a better copy sell, como hacer una copia de ventas. Not only that, when you start creating content, you find nice pictures and nice videos. That can be also part of your publicity in your future. Not only that, you understand who is consuming your content, who is your target market. Suddenly you realize, in my case, for example, my market were guys basically from Peru at the beginning, from 18 years old to 35 at the beginning. Now it's from 18 to 45. But you can understand those three things: how to write better copy, how to find better images and videos, and how to niche down better your market, how to know your segmentation. When you know those three things, you start running your publicity, the publicity will be cheaper, more conversion, more people are going to buy you. Not only that, even people that don't buy you in the moment, they will be hooked with the rest of your content, that is downsell. Sometimes people that, oh yes, I don't have the money. Okay, you can keep watching my content. Later, that will be translated in more sales. So that's why always content goes first before the website and before the publicity. And if you want to do the website, I can tell you, try to keep it simple. The idea of a website is like a funnel, como un embudo. It's a funnel, the website. The website is there to sell. Many people will tell you, no, you need to put a lot of content. No, the content is already in your social media, on your podcast. All the social media and podcasts need to send the people to the website, and from the website, people are there to buy your product. And before wrapping this second part, because I have a last part, a third part today, I'm very excited today. I didn't expect to record an episode today, but I'm excited. And after this, I will have a beautiful arms workout with my friend Jaime. So I'm so fucking excited today. The other thing that I want to mention before the last part of the podcast is that always doing the things in the right order will make the difference. That will make the difference. And you know why I got also this phrase? Because I had a person that was texting me yesterday on the WhatsApp. This person told me that he will go with he's going to US this December for the work and travel program. And a mistake that I made in the past, because I did that mistake, was I don't need to study English. I can learn English in US. No. By the time that you go to US, it's too late. And if you learn English here in Peru and you go with good English to US, you are going to make more money, because most of the people go with a low level English. So the people who has better level, they get the best positions, they get a better salary. Instead of earning, I don't know, $8, you can earn maybe $12 or $15, and you get overtime. Overtime is salary and a half. So just by knowing English before going to US, you will make a big difference. And if you want to learn English, you know, inglesparacholos.com. I want to wrap this episode with something that is kind of scary. But you know, I realized that people these days, and this is the problem that I mentioned at the beginning, people these days don't have motivation. Most of the people that I know, it's like they look dead, se ven muertos. They don't have a reason why waking up every day in the morning and say, I want to tackle this day with the best that I have. They don't have the reason. We need to find that motivation back, because if we don't do it, our brain is designed to protect us. And if you cannot find a good reason to move yourself, your body will try to say, no, you know, calm down, save your calories. There's no reason to waste energy in something that you don't believe. And we need to learn how to trigger ourselves. There are many ways. I can tell you two that are for me the easiest one. You can be dream-oriented and you can be fear-oriented. Dream-oriented, for example, in the case of English, I want everybody to speak English because I understand how my life changed when I learned English, and I want to share that with the people. If everybody else can learn English and consume the content in that language, we will have many more possibilities. People bringing foreign women to the country, more women. Women are already doing that. Now here in Surquillo, we have a lot of guys from Germany, from US. Women are doing that. Peruvian guys are not doing the thing. We can have much better life just by knowing English. And the second thing that is my dream is to inspire other people. We always believe that having a business is, you know, struggling, hustling, that we should work 8 hours a day. And by the way, that is my podcast of tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to teach you how to work just 3 or 4 hours per day and make more money than working 8 hours per day. But that's also my dream, inspire other people. Show the people, you know, I know that guy lives in my neighborhood and he is making a profit from his hobby. He's monetizing the things that he loves. That's my dream. And what's my fear? My fear are future regrets. My fear is maybe turning 80 years old or 70 years old and say, you know, maybe I was able to push harder. My fear is knowing that maybe I could, I was able to give more time to my mother and my dog, and I was distracted doing dumb shit. So having, you can do the same. Be dream-oriented and fear-oriented. By applying the two things in your life, your motivation is going to be legendary. And every day you're going to wake up, you don't want to waste a fucking day of your life. Every day is important. Remember that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, inglesparacholos.com. Share the podcast with your people, with your virgin friends, with your poor friends, with the people who want to practice English. Uncle Balta on Google Podcasts and Spotify.